This is KUT. 102 people lost their lives on Austin's streets last year. But before we reached that record number of traffic deaths, the city had already begun working on a Vision Zero plan. The goal is a big one: end vehicle crashes that result in death or serious injury in Austin by the year 2025. Today we begin a week-long series on traffic deaths and the city's plan to end them. We're calling our series The Road to Zero. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey starts with some background on that plan. Unraveling that story means moving between Austin, Sweden, and Utah. Her story begins on a bus.
In a city where 93% of households own a car, Frances Riley does not.
Have there been any times when you're like, okay, I'm going to get a car now?
No. I had a car when I worked in Arizona. When I moved to LA, I sold it within about a week.
I asked because Riley, as a planner with the city, has been heading up the creation of Austin's Vision Zero plan. Many of the traffic safety recommendations in the plan focus on interactions with cars, how to minimize injury and death when a car hits a pedestrian or another vehicle. These recommendations, which number in the 60s, are the product of more than 2 years of work. They focus on three types of action: education, enforcement, and engineering. It all began, coincidentally, before Austin's record year of traffic deaths in 2015. In 2014, City Council approved putting together a task force. The Vision Zero Task Force is made up of city and state staff, community advocates, and academics. The group's first task? To identify the causes of Austin's many traffic deaths. But we'll get to that. First, let's get off this bus.
Stop requested.
Our stop, thousands of miles from Austin, the birthplace of Vision Zero. Hey, Mats. Oh, are you back?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay,
sorry.
I think I might have lost you there for a second.
Hi, my name is Mats Åkerblin, and I work for the Swedish Transport Administration, located in a small town called Borlänge, 2 hours northwest from Stockholm.
Berlin helped found the idea of Vision Zero in Sweden 2 decades ago. In 1997, the Swedish Parliament adopted the traffic safety plan as countrywide policy. But think of it more as a philosophy. As Berlin explains, when someone dies on a road, society traditionally blames the driver, or the pedestrian, or the bicyclist. We blame the people involved in the accident. So, to keep people safe,
we have put almost all our emphasis on changing the individual road user behavior.
Don't text and drive, watch for pedestrians in the crosswalk, share the road. At one time, we've all ignored these mantras. The result, Vision Zero says, should not be death.
Humans make mistakes, and we have to accommodate for these mistakes.
We all mess up, but according to Vision Zero, roads should be designed to absorb our mistakes. Berlin gives me an example. Imagine you're put in charge of a 4-lane intersection. Your only instruction? Make it safe. Going with your first instinct, you install a traffic light. Berlin says that traffic light will probably make the number of crashes go down, but those few collisions will be fatal.
The typical scenario is that someone, by mistake, go against this red light, high speed, into another car.
Instead, consider a roundabout.
If you have a roundabout, the crashes might increase a little bit because it becomes a little bit more difficult for people to drive in a roundabout. But those who will happen will be less severe. Traffic light and a roundabout might actually be the difference between life and death.
And that's because a roundabout forces drivers to slow down. Speed, it turns out, lies at the heart of Sweden's Vision Zero philosophy.
Speed is the crucial thing in the whole philosophy on Vision Zero, because what you really want to control is the energy. And speed is a different word for energy.
Speed, failure to yield, failure to stop, intoxication or impairment, distraction, and then just sort of improper maneuvers.
Frances Riley's listing for me the 6 behaviors that caused the majority of deaths on Austin's roads. In 2015, intoxication was a big one. It was considered a factor in 61% of traffic deaths, be it a drunk pedestrian or driver. We'll hear more on this as our series continues later this week. Another big factor, speed. It contributed to 1/3 of last year's fatal crashes. How about deaths where pedestrians cross when and where they weren't allowed? 28%. But are these behaviors changeable? And can the city's Vision Zero recommendations take it to where it wants to go? To a magical land of zero traffic deaths.
Vision Zero. That is the ultimate goal. Is there a recognition that that's not possible?
Vision Zero is absolutely possible. There are cities even in the United States that have zero traffic deaths.
Hi, my name is Lieutenant Brandon Post with Provo Police Department, Provo City, Utah.
Big cities like San Francisco and New York have all implemented Vision Zero plans. Since then, New York has seen a significant drop in deaths on the road. Results in San Francisco remain to be seen. But a small city like Provo was able to fully realize this vision.
In 2011, we had zero fatalities within the city limits of Provo due to traffic accidents.
With a population just under 200,000, Provo is one of the largest cities in the U.S. to achieve zero traffic deaths in a year. And back in 2011, the city wasn't even trying, really. It had no formal Vision Zero plan, just some small-town ideas after the city noticed a rise in pedestrians getting hit by cars.
We'll get a brave officer who's willing to walk back and forth in a crosswalk often with a shopping cart and a traffic cone or something just unusual that people would look at and think, what? It make them do a double take to try and figure out what's going on here. So it's really hard to miss. We're not trying to be subtle.
I guess you could call that education. That reminds me. I had another question for Berlin, the man in Sweden. How we've been talking about it in Austin, there are kind of these three different sections. There's enforcement, education, and engineering. In Sweden, how much focus was put on those three things?
In the traditional safety policies, I would say that you put 90% on education, maybe. But in Sweden, I would say that, and due to this Vision Zero, 90% is on engineering. It's very much about engineering.
Certainly, Sweden is different than the U.S. Over there, more people bike and there's better access to public transportation. Plus, changing roads often requires a lot of political will, especially if the state owns the road. Berlin says it didn't take much for Sweden to buy into putting more responsibility on road engineers as opposed to drivers. Which brings us back to Vision Zero's central hymn.
We acknowledge that everyone is going to make mistakes, regardless of how you get around.
That's Francis Riley with the City of Austin again.
But how do we design a system that prevents those mistakes from being fatal?
We're walking along South Congress to Riley's office. When you count the City of Austin's recommendations for how we get streets with zero traffic deaths, it's pretty evenly split between education, enforcement, and engineering. I took something Berlin said to me and I posed it to Riley.
He said, you know, if you have a plan that's not 90% engineering, 90% changing the way roads look, then it's not a Vision Zero plan.
Where we start with Vision Zero this year may not be the approach we have next year or the year after that. We want 2 years to really push Vision Zero in Austin. And then, you know, every year, look at, are we seeing benefits? And if we're not seeing benefits, stop doing what we're doing and start doing something else.
When Riley and I get to the corner of South Congress and Elizabeth Street, we begin to cross. A truck turns right on green and nearly hits us. He's got the green, and so do we. Sure, you could ticket the guy, but it may be too late. You could educate drivers about looking for pedestrians before turning, but at this point, that's also too late. Was there a way this road could have been built so that pedestrians and drivers can get around safely? Berlin's voice comes into my head.
Humans make mistakes. I don't think that message has come across to many jurisdictions and cities around the world now that adopt this idea. Call it Vision Zero, but it's not a Vision Zero strategy, I would say.
Berlin has never been to Austin, and he didn't feel comfortable commenting directly on the city's plan. But if you accept the premise that humans make mistakes on the road and they should not die as a result, much of the responsibility falls on engineers. While acknowledging that people must take responsibility for their own safety, Austin's Vision Zero plan says that the transportation system must be designed to prevent deaths. All this week in our Road to Zero series, we'll look at how that responsibility should be shared. We'll dig into the causes of and the city's suggested solutions for eliminating deaths on Austin's roads. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.